Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
What Jesus Has Done for You by Dr. Carrie Vo for Thursday, June 20th, 2019. The text comes from various verses from Luke chapter 8, beginning at the 26th verse. Then they sailed to the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. When Jesus had stepped out on land, there met him a man from the city who had two demons. Then people went out to see what had happened. They came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And those who had seen it told them how the demon-possessed man had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man, from whom the demons had gone, begged that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." And he went away, proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. We have this story of the man possessed by demons. Luke describes him as a man who had lost almost everything. He was homeless. He lived among the tombs, away from his family and friends. He was naked. His body was unprotected from the weather and from shame. He was out of his mind as a result of a demon possession. He was virtually nameless. When Jesus asked his name, the demons answered, "Legion," referring to the huge numbers of them who were present. Now, this was a man whom Jesus loved. He had created him, not to be a plaything for demons, but to be a human being in God's own image, blessed and whole. There was no way Jesus would stand by and let him continue in this state. And indeed, he was already commanding the evil spirits to leave when they broke in with their plea for mercy. A few seconds later, the evil spirits were gone. The man's sanity returned. Somebody, one of the disciples, or Jesus himself, somebody supplied him with a change of clothes. And by the time the townspeople made it out to see for themselves, the man was dressed and ready to go home. Jesus had restored all his losses. But the man wanted even more. And who could blame him? He begged Jesus for permission to go with him, to follow him around as the other disciples did. But Jesus had another plan in mind. "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you," he said. And the man did just that. He went home, and he told everybody about how much Jesus had done for him. He became a powerful witness for God's love. The man didn't realize it then, but Jesus was already in the process of doing the greatest thing that he could do for him and for all of us who suffer under the power of the devil. Jesus was moving steadily toward the cross. He was on his way to the crowning battle of his life, where he would take on the devil with all his frightening power, and he would win. By his death, Jesus freed you and I from the grip of the devil. By his resurrection, he won us everlasting life. Life for all of us who belong to him, all who trust in him as our Savior. Now, the process has begun. Jesus is restoring all of your losses. Jesus has given you life in exchange for death, faith for distrust, hope and healing instead of despair and destruction. He promises you much, much more. On the day of his return, God will wipe away all tears from your eyes. There will be no more suffering, no more loss, no more death or grief. Then you and I will rejoice. just as this man did, how much Jesus has done for us. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for what you have done for us. Keep us close to you forever. Amen.